Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now in this afternoon's How I Live Well, we want to find out about equine and horse therapy. And Suzanne Rice, who's an equine-assisted learning facilitator with Festina Lente, is with me in studio this afternoon. Suzanne, good afternoon. How are you? Tell me, what exactly do you guys do?
So Festina Lente is a charity based in Bray in County Wicklow, and we work with all people from all walks of life. The charity itself means haste and slowly, which means working with people within their own pace. So about 450 people walk through our doors every week, and they may come to us with different learning goals or different personal goals. And our team of 36 horses and staff help them reach their personal best in whatever that might be for them individually. So our programs are varied and vast. We have a number of them. One of them would be therapeutic riding, where we work with the movement of the horse to actually facilitate physical benefits, and kind of social and psychosocial benefits for that area. And then also we run equine assisted learning programs, which work with the behavior of the horse to help better people's self-awareness and social awareness, so that they can then make a change to their life and move forward however they want to.
Typically, Suzanne, who would come through your doors? Like, who's using your services typically?
It is vastly varied. So a lot of our cohort come from family services, maybe come with physical disabilities, cognitive disabilities, but mostly 60% of our staff would be, or 60% of our clients would come from that background, or 40% would come from mainstream areas. So really it's anybody and everybody. We work with corporate groups for equine assisted learning. We run programs for people with additional needs. So our supported helper program, which would help them learn about how to care about horses and about the welfare issues with horses. And then we also have training programs. The equine training program is one of them. And it's to help young people skill in both caring for horses and working with horses, but also from an interpersonal point of view, so that they can go out into the industry and then work with any yard or any equestrian establishment. So that's a 2-year course. So it's really like it's a very broad service. It's a charity, but there's so much going on a daily basis.
Actually had the opportunity, Suzanne, last year. I met some of the little equine assisted learning horses at the Dublin Horse Show.
Brilliant.
There was two of them there. I mean, you might just to describe these to people. They're like big dogs, would we say? Smaller than Shetland ponies. They're adorable little things.
Absolutely. We actually have them outside at the moment.
Stop.
Yeah.
Here in the office.
They're not quite in the office. They're in the van. We're on our way to a mental health hospital. And there they will meet about 8 people and they will spend time with those people. To describe them, they've been with Festina since 2006. They're part of our equine assisted program, where we go out and visit hospitals, mental health hospitals, nursing homes, dementia units, schools, ASD units, and we get to bring the benefits of working with horses and equine therapies out to people, rather than, for whatever reason, if they're not able to get to us.
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me you were going to bring them into the studio, Jamie.
They may be coming in for a photo op, but they're incredible. They are so patient and so brilliant to work with. They'll be at the horse show there for the 5 days, and people will be able to meet them in the kids' zone, and also they'll be doing demos in the arenas.
It's the benefits. I mean, when you talk to people after, you know, as maybe working with the equine assisted ponies, like what benefits do you hear that they get back from it?
They are ponies and horses, by their very essence, are great levelers. They tend to make us sit up and take notice for how we all are equal. Horses are for everybody. They're not just for a specific target market or a specific demographic in Ireland. And being around horses just has such immense benefits for health and well-being, socially, cognitively, for mental health, for emotionally, physically. I spoke about the movement of the horse helping people physically and also psychosocially. So there's just so much benefit to health and well-being, I think, overall, and especially the way things are at the moment with people being overwhelmed by social media and by what's out there. So young teenagers, kids that maybe have opted out of society and refusing to go to school or refusing to leave their bedrooms even. They're all too happy to get out into the outdoors, to nature, to horses, and to just be with them. And the normal worries like status updates and friendships or what some... Yeah, that all disappears really when they're around horses.
There's an interesting text from Mary and she's asking, do the Equine Services, do you work with people, even teenagers with ADHD?
Yes, yeah. We absolutely
do. An appropriate place with it?
Absolutely do. So our Equine Assisted Learning programs run pretty much week long and those kids would come out to us and work with us in our arenas with the 36 horses. We also have just moved to we're within process of moving to Belfield. We've acquired a new property out in Kilpeder in County Wicklow. And we often bring people out there to work with our retired horses. So anyone with ADHD or autism or just general challenges behaviourally, we work with a herd of horses out there and they get to focus on things like trust and well-being and confidence or building skills for life, really.
If people want to get in contact with yourselves, Festina Lente, that's how it's pronounced, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
And where can they join up or get involved?
So festinalente.ie is the website for booking anything or for any inquiries in general about any of our services. And then we will be at the horse show for the 5 days. So we're going to be there doing demos every day. Well, Friday to Sunday we'll be doing our demos and they will be vaulting demonstrations. So pretty much gymnastics on the back of a horse.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Yeah. I saw that the horse show last year.
Phenomenal.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, the skill and dedication that takes. Yeah. So we have a team there doing those demos. Then there'll be therapeutic riding demos where people will learn about the benefits of that. And then the ponies will be there in the arena actually doing a little parade and demonstrating adorable. The benefits of outreach and what we do.
The horse show, 6th to the 10th, isn't next week, isn't
it? 6th to the 10th.
Already,
yes, that's right. And just to say, we also will have a stand probably inside. So people will be able to ask about some of our training courses and other events that are on at Festina. So we run social and therapeutic horticulture programs and we also are a QQI accredited training facility. So that's a big part of what we do. We train the people to be facilitators of
train the trainers.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So fantastic.
Suzanne Rice, who is the Equine Assisted Learning Facilitator at Festina Lente. Suzanne, thanks a million for joining us here.
You're very
Not
welcome.
At all on
Thank
Lunchtime
so
Live
much.
Today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.